Texans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Together, building Houston's workforce. By Amegy Bank, the A Bank, and by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
The Texans go on the road to New England. They head to Gillette Stadium to take on the Patriots in the divisional round of the playoffs, and it did not go the way they wanted. They hit him in the mouth time and time again, but ultimately the Patriots just made more plays. Let's take a look at what happened.
Line of scrimmage, and here's the give. Lewis again, and he's swallowed up in the backfield, and finally flattening him is Clowney. The ball comes out, but they blow the play dead. Brady under center with his team up 14-3, early second quarter. Edelman in motion to the right side, and they bring in the big body here, LeGarrette Blount. Brady quick throw left side, tipped and picked up by Boyer. Boyer across the 30-yard line, Boyer down at the 27-yard line. A.J. Boyer with the interception off the deflection. Novak kicking off, other end of where Lewis returned one for a touchdown. Lewis makes the catch at the 2, right side over the 5, 10, 15, and this time he's not going to get anywhere past the 17. The ball is out. There's a fight for it. The Texans say they have it. They don't. Let's see. Now the Texans have it. Pete Borelli says Houston has it on a fumble on the kickoff return by the Patriots. And this thing could start going the other way real fast. Second down and 8 at the Patriot 10-yard line. Hopkins to the left side. One back, Miller, Osweiler under center. Brock takes the give. Takes the hand off the end around. Throws to the end zone and has Fedorowicz. Touchdown, Houston. Rock and roll. 10-yard TD pass from Osweiler to Fedorowicz. Third down and 5, Patriots from their 22. Brady and the gun split backs. Brady gets the snap. Here comes pressure. Brady flushed out to the right. Brady flushed back to the left. Brady sacked! Cushing gets him down at the 19-yard line. On third down and 5, here's Brady. Here's the rush by Merciless, and he gets Brady down. Brady is brought down by Whitney Merciless for a sack. Third down and inches at the goal line. Brady with the eye behind him. Hands off to Blount, running to the left. And Blount to the goal line. Blount is short. The Texans D stiffens at the goal line. And it's fourth down. Brock looks it over. Hand off Miller. Over the left side, 40, 45, 50, still going, and down to the 47-yard line of New England as McCourty makes the play. Lamar Miller with a big play into New England territory, 17-yard rush. Brady shotgun, Blount to his right on 2nd and 10 from the New England 23. Brady gets the snap, fakes the give, quick throw over the middle, tipped and intercepted by Howell at the 40-yard line. Howell dancing around, trying to find some room. Howell across the 35, and he's finally brought down. Another pick by this Houston Texans defense. It is third down. Brady gets behind the center, 40 seconds to go. Brady takes the snap, takes a knee, and it is over. The Texans season comes to an end in Foxborough. Houston loses to the Patriots 34-16 in the divisional round of the playoffs.
Joined now by radio sideline reporter John Harris. And John, the Texans make some plays in this one, but just not enough because they couldn't make them when it mattered.
Yeah, down 8 in the fourth quarter. Yeah, you're backed up. Turned the ball over there, and that was the ball game. But you got in the ballgame because your defense played its guts out. Offense had some opportunities the first half, capitalized on some. Not all of them, but capitalized on some. And, you know, just missed opportunities right there in the fourth quarter.
And you can say that about all three phases of the ball. Let's start with the offense. Brock Osweiler, not his sharpest night. Had him in this through three quarters, but ultimately the turnovers do the Texans in.
Yeah, absolutely. The turnovers were the killer tonight, as they've been all year. All year long, when the Texans have struggled, it's been turnovers. And I don't think there's anything different about this one. And, you know, at the very end, Brock was upset with, I don't know if it's a route or who he was upset about, but that was a tough one. Just trying to go put one in, onside kick and see what happens. But tough night. Hopefully 2017 will be a little bit better on the offensive side of the ball. And if it is, got an opportunity to do some good things.
No doubt. Defensively, the Texans were magnificent in a lot of ways.
Yep.
They were susceptible, however, to the deep ball tonight. It really, that's what did this defense in on the whole.
It did. And one of the things about playing deep at night, and this is not an excuse, because I've been back there, it's really tough to judge the ball and judge where it is. And the crowd is going nuts for Vince Wilfork.
It's probably his final game, by the way.
Yeah, it might actually be. So he's been great. But it's tough being back there. Those receivers can kind of adjust and push off a little bit, which they did, and make a play. And got to give them credit. They made plays when they needed to, and they're moving on. The Texans are going home.
No doubt. And speaking of making plays on special teams, what a dagger, the touchdown return by Deion Lewis. He had three scores on the night, two of them on offense and then the one on special teams.
Yeah, I mean, he caught one receiving. He ran one in, and he got the kick return. And, you know, the thing about it was he gave one back, too.
I know.
He gave one back, too, so that was
helpful. That's the maddening thing. They get two picks. They get that one there. They have three turnovers to the Patriots on the night.
Yeah, if you had told me they were getting three turnovers tonight, I would have thought, there's a chance. And there was a chance. It was 24-16, and this building was very nervous.
Yeah.
But, again, you know, play for moral victories. You got to come up here, and you got to hit the gorilla right in the mouth. And they did for a while. And then in the fourth quarter, the defense was just on the field too much. I mean, they just wore down, and eventually that got them because you've been on the field for so long. Man, that was a killer.
You and I are going to talk many, many times throughout this offseason leading up to the draft about what's next for the Texans. Let's give a Reader's Digest version of what you believe Houston needs to do.
Well, I still think that, you know, it depends on what Derek Newton does as far as injury goes. I think they need to shore up the offensive line. I think the offense still needs a little bit of work, but I think defensively, you get 99 back with 90 and 59, you got the makings of a pretty dominant defense, and you saw a lot of that tonight. That front was dominant at times tonight, and hopefully they'll keep that going in 2017.
All right, John, it's not the way we wanted it to end, but I had a fun season with you doing this, so thank you very much. Don't go anywhere. Texans Huddle will be right back.